Rebuilding Trust When You've Made a Mistake, authored by Randy Chafee, the hashtag Hybrid Road Warrior Randy. With well over 4 decades in the post-frame industry, I can tell you this. I've messed up. Yup, sure did, more than once. So when I write about rebuilding trust, it's not just advice, it's from the heart. I've lived it, I've blown it, and I've had to find my way back. Know you messed up, and be first to say it. The worst thing you can do is pretend it didn't happen. Contractors, builders, and suppliers can smell a cover-up like a dead possum in August. If you've missed a promise, snapped under pressure, or pushed a deal too hard, the first step is to admit it, and quickly. A simple, "I screwed that up," goes a long way. No fluff. No long-winded excuse. Just say it. People appreciate humility and honesty more than they appreciate perfection, especially in our trade, where most of us respect a person who owns their mistakes. Let's say you botched a delivery date. Instead of saying, "We had some unexpected supply chain issues," say, "I told you it would be here Tuesday. It wasn't. That's on me." Then shut up and let it land. Don't overexplain. Fix it. It's tempting to go into lawyer mode and rattle off all the reasons why something happened. Don't. They don't care that the coil mill had a delay, or the truck broke down in Paducah, or that your assistant was out sick. They want to know what you're going to do about it. Here's the deal. Credibility doesn't come from what you say. It comes from what you do next. Can you get product out faster? Can you knock something off the invoice? Can you show up in person and put boots on the ground to make it right? Action talks. We start repairing the relationship when we stop explaining and start solving. Apologize in person, or as close as you can get. If it's a big screw-up, something that costs time or money, don't hide behind a text. Pick up the phone. Better yet, get in your truck and go see them. In person, eye to eye if at all possible, you'd be amazed at how much tension can be cut just by showing up. Even if they're still mad, the fact that you were willing to face the music gives them something to respect. It's one of those old-school values that still matters in the post-frame world. And it's one more reason why Zoom will never replace the road. Let them vent. Don't get defensive. When you mess up, people want to be heard. Let them say what they need to say. Let them unload. Your job in that moment isn't to argue or justify. It's to take it. Nod. Listen. Absorb. I've sat across from folks red in the face, dropping four-letter words like screws off a metal roof, and I just sat there and took it. And when they were done, I said, "I get it. I'd be mad too." 9 times out of 10, the temperature drops immediately. Defensiveness only makes it worse. Letting them vent shows respect, and it keeps you in the game. Rebuild with consistency. You don't win trust back with one grand gesture. You earn it one little action at a time. It's going to be an incremental process. Show up on time. Return every call. Follow through. Keep your word, especially on the little things. This is what they're watching now. It might take a few weeks. It might take a year. But if they see that you're still the same person, but just a little humbler and a little sharper, they'll come back around. Trust in this business is built with repetition, not charm. Don't expect them to forget. Earn the right to move forward. One of the mistakes I see sales folks make is assuming that just because you apologized, the other person should act like it never happened. That's not how it works. People remember. Especially when it costs them money, time, or a headache with their customer. Your goal isn't to erase the past. Your goal is to prove that you've learned from it and that it won't happen again. That's how you get a second shot. And if you handle it right, sometimes that second shot turns into your strongest relationship. Learn the difference between done and needs time. Not every relationship can be salvaged. That's just the sad truth. Sometimes the bridge is burned, and it's best to own it and move on. But more often than not, the relationship just needs time to cool down. That doesn't mean you stop showing up. It means you stay present without pushing. You keep sending the monthly specials. You wave at them at the trade show. You like their post when they finish a job. You stay visible without being a pest. Then, when they're ready, and they will be at some point, you're back in the mix. Keep score in years, not weeks. You don't build a book of loyal customer friends in a month or a quarter. You build it over years, maybe decades, and those relationships will go through seasons. Some good, and some not so good. The ones that last are the ones where both sides can weather a mistake or two. When you look back at your best customers, I'll bet there was a time when you blew it. And I'll bet there was a time when they did too. That's part of it. What matters is how you showed up afterward. Be proactive about preventing future mistakes. After a misstep, it's crucial to analyze what went wrong and fix the system. That might mean tightening up your scheduling, over-communicating on orders, or sitting down with your team and walking through what got missed. What matters is that you show you're serious about making sure it doesn't happen again. Let your wronged customer know what you are doing to prevent this again. This shows us you care, you learned, and are serious about preventing future issues. This kind of follow-through builds long-term respect. Even if nothing has changed, text communication is still key. Just hearing from you indicates you're on it and not avoiding it. When folks feel seen and heard, even the worst problems seem more manageable. Ask what they need, then do it if at all possible. When the dust settles, ask what would help fix this for you, then shut up and listen. Sometimes what they ask for is smaller than you expected, sometimes it's bigger. Either way, you learn what matters to them, and that lets you respond like a pro. Show empathy without groveling. There's a line between apologizing and begging. You don't need to grovel, just be real. An apology is respected, desperation is not. Man, I hate that I put you in this spot. I know that wasn't easy. I'll do what it takes to fix it. Say it like a grown-up. No dramatics, no script. Just real words from a real person. Offer something tangible if it fits. Sometimes it helps to offer a gesture, a discount, a freebie, a make good, not because you're buying your way out, but because you're backing your apology with something real. It shows skin in the game, and it gives them a reason to give you another shot. Train your team to catch it sooner. Next time. If the mess up involved your crew, your inside sales team, or anyone else, use it as a teachable moment. Go over it together. Figure out where the communication broke down. Make it clear that owning mistakes is part of the culture, because the faster we catch things, the less cleanup we have to do later. Reflect and move forward better. Every mistake has a lesson baked into it. Figure out what it taught you, then use it. Sharpen your systems. Adjust your expectations. And remind yourself that your reputation isn't about perfection. It's about how you handle the rough patches. Final thought. One move can turn it around. In this business, you're never more than one good move away from turning a mess into a comeback. People respect ownership. They remember effort. And if you follow through with consistency, the same folks who were frustrated will be the ones shaking your hand at the next show and telling others how you stepped up. Your best customer might be the one you almost lost, if you handle it right. Randy Chafee brings 4+ decades of experience to the post frame and metal roofing industries. A board member for the Buckeye Frame Builders Association and the National Frame Builders Association, follow his podcast at facebook.com/buildingwinds. Those with no web access can call 814-906-0001 at 1 p.m. Eastern on Mondays to listen.